In Papua New Guinea, James Marape has been voted in unopposed as Prime Minister in the first sitting of Parliament since the troubled election. He's set to lead a coalition of 17 parties. After an election marred by sporadic violence, there are fears things could flare up again, with more than a dozen seats still undecided. Maho Lavelle is a lecturer and economist at the University of PNG and joins me now from Port Moresby. Welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thanks, Patricia, for having me.
A total of 118 seats were up for grabs. What's the latest with the vote? How many seats are still undecided?
There's about 14 seats. There were two writs that were returned yesterday but were rejected because two ballot boxes were destroyed in those two seats. So about 14 seats are yet to be declared.
James Marape is set to lead a coalition of at least 17 parties. How challenging is that going to be?
It'll be very challenging, but there is a grace period from the elections to when the vote of no confidence can happen. So he has 18 months to basically lead a coalition until when dissatisfied MPs within his coalition start to vote against him.
For the past 5 years, PNG has had no female MPs, but this election, I think it's at least two women have secured seats in Parliament. How has that been received?
That's been received with a lot of joy, widespread both in PNG and globally. PNG was one of four countries in the last 5 years that did not have any female representation. So it's really good. It indicates that PNG is progressing toward gender equality, albeit very slowly.
One of the female MPs belongs to the party of former Prime Minister Peter O'Neill, who lost the job to Marape in 2019. He's taken legal action to delay yesterday's parliamentary sitting. Why is he pursuing that?
He's pursuing it on a number of grounds. One is that the quality of the elections, there was a lot of reports of electoral fraud in a lot of seats. That's one grounds for challenging the election. Another is that the delay of writs. So the writs were delayed a week, the return of writs, and then has been delayed another week till Friday this week. And so those are the main two grounds where he's challenging the validity of these elections.
Polling was marred by outbreaks of violence over the past month. How tense are things right now?
Things have died down a lot. Like you said in the beginning, sporadic violence. We're expecting violence to a certain extent in seats that have not declared winners yet. Violence usually occurs after results are declared between candidates and their supporters who have not been successful. And so seats, for example, in Port Moresby have not declared winners yet. And violence may break out like they did 3 weeks ago. And in places in the Highlands where we're seeing still seats that have not been declared and violence last week with a number of deaths.
And the pandemic has hit PNG hard. What are the challenges now facing the PNG government and what priorities has Marape set out?
Marape, he is the incumbent government, and before he went into the elections, promised that he'd increase the vaccination rate. The vaccination rate is still at 6%. There are still new cases being reported, although the problem with PNG is that logistically it's very difficult, and testing is very low. But at the moment, Marape's priority is to increase the vaccination rate at least beyond 10%, and his aim, at least in 2025, was to get half of the population vaccinated, which is a far-fetched goal at this moment. But vaccination rates would be a priority. Also, stimulating employment, getting inflation under control, and addressing a lot of the resource projects that were delayed before the elections would be among his top priorities.
Interesting developments. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Maho Lavelle is a lecturer and economist at the University of Papua New Guinea, and you're listening to RN Breakfast.
ABC RN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.